You've probably noticed a new intro and a new background today. That's all because of our title sponsor for this month, Blue Eddy. So obviously glad to have them here, but the show is not going to change too much. The content's still going to be the same. And with that, we are going to lead right into news about Tesla. Tesla updated its summon feature a few weeks ago, and now this owner can't get to his car. We were contacted by Jamie, a Tesla owner in Halifax, Nova Scotia, with a simple photo showing his interesting parking situation, which he's been using successfully for the last 4.5 years. In fact, he bought his Tesla specifically for the summon feature, as it's the only way this particular parking spot would work for him. He commonly gets comments from people wondering how he gets his car in and out of there. All of which was fine until about 2 weeks ago when he received Tesla firmware version 12.5.4.1 and something broke in his car so that it will no longer move. This version of the software did make changes to both actually smart summon and the old dumb summon feature. The latter is the system that Jamie has been using this whole time. But now when he tries to use the function, it fails in any number of ways as the car detects walls being too close and aborts the move, even if he can visually confirm that the situation is safe. The car cycles through various error messages, cannot find clear path to pin, autopilot temporarily disengage, stop due to unexpected error, and the like. Jamie has been able to get it to move some amount of the time, but estimates that it only works one out of every 20 or so tries, whereas it used to work 100% of the time. Now, obviously, Jamie's case is an edge case, and there are other options presumably available for him, but none of them are going to be quite as convenient as that particular spot. So obviously changes being made there that could easily be rolled back, but that's of course only true if Tesla has engineered a rollback feature in its software updates, something that it has had in the past, but recently has not been talked about too much. But in other Tesla news, Tesla starts Cybertruck deliveries in Canada as the US backlog runs out. So that's funny. Two Tesla stories, both of them in Canada. Tesla is officially starting Cybertruck deliveries in Canada as its backlog in the US appears to have been exhausted. That's according to Fred Lambert. At one point, a tally showed that Tesla might have had as many as 2 million reservations worldwide for the controversial truck. Yet within a year and about 40,000 vehicles later, Tesla appears to have exhausted entirely its backlog in the US. Anyone who wants to order a Cybertruck today can do so without a reservation and get delivery within a week or so. Today, Tesla is starting to deliver Cybertrucks in Canada. Unlike in the US, people in Canada are still limited to Foundation Series Cybertrucks, which start at 138,000 Canadian. Now, there's quite a lot of speculation in articles these days surrounding Cybertruck production, whether or not they're going to be able to eventually meet that goal of building 150,000 Cybertrucks annually. Seems like that's not going to happen. But another company that is getting closer to its goals is General Motors. GM has now sold more than 300,000 EVs in the U.S., and its EV for All plan is finally unfolding. GM has officially sold over 300,000 EVs in the U.S. since 2016. Obviously, not an impressive number compared to the kind of sales performance that Tesla has, but the company announced the milestone earlier this week as sales have surged to record highs last quarter. After selling a record of 32,000 EVs in the U.S. in the third quarter, GM topped Ford and Hyundai to become the number two seller of electric models. Quote, "Our strategy is working," GM said on Monday. "We're offering great new EV options for almost every kind of driver. The growth is being driven by new models launching in key segments." According to General Motors, the most affordable EV in the U.S. with more than 315 miles of range is Chevy's $35,000 Equinox EV LT, now arriving at dealerships throughout the U.S. The lower-priced 2025 Silverado EV LT is also hitting dealerships across the U.S. And when you look at GM's cumulative EVs sold in the U.S., you start to see the beginnings of that hockey stick growth that we've become used to talking about in regards to Tesla over the last 10 or so years. So it'll be interesting to see whether GM is able to continue that momentum. Ross also said that companies' EV economics will improve as volume increases, enabling even lower prices. GM's president even took a jab at Ford, saying, "We don't need to create a skunk works to create more affordable electric vehicles," adding, "We know how to do this." GM said it can offer EVs at a lower price as battery costs continue to fall. Going forward, the company will drop its Ultium battery brand name while focusing on launching new vehicles and promote even lower costs. Now, not the only interesting news coming out of GM. They're not just offering a less expensive version of a Silverado, but a more luxurious, feature-heavy version as well. The new Chevy Silverado EV RST has an all-new four-wheel steering feature called Sidewinder, similar in concept to the Rivian Tank Turn, GMC's Crabwalk, or Mercedes G-Wagon's G-Turn. This is Chevy's own unique branded take on it, and it's activated by going through a number of menus on the infotainment screen. Once you get there and find it, you turn it on. There's a Sidewinder logo, graphics, and videos here to set the mood, and then the vehicle can drive effectively sideways, pulling the same trick as the GMC Hummer. The new Silverado EV RST trim joins that fleet-focused 400-mile range Silverado EV work truck, which is available now at Chevy dealers. The RST is available with two different battery pack options and up to 460 miles of range. If you're interested in the Silverado, Silverado EV, GM is offering $1,000 off select Chevy, Cadillac, and GMC EV models for Veterans Day. GM has always been a big supporter of veterans, a big supporter of the U.S. military. GM has decided that they should have $1,000 extra, and you can partake in that as well. So we'll have a link for that in the show notes where you'll be able to check out a number of Silverado deals near you. Now, we talked about this at the start of the program. You're looking over my shoulder, seeing Quick Charge by Bluetti, which of course means that today's episode is sponsored by Bluetti. Bluetti is a leading provider of sustainable energy solutions, specializing in portable power stations, solar generators, and energy storage systems. As a provider of dependable and portable energy solutions, Bluetti has become an industry leader with a presence in over 100 countries that is trusted by millions of customers worldwide. Bluetti's portfolio of clean, portable energy solutions continues to grow, offering its customers viable options for all uses and budgets. These solutions offer dependable power with plenty of plugs to connect devices and includes the AC70, AC180, the AC200L, and Bluetti's latest high-tech product, the hands-free line of all-in-one backpack portable power stations. Now through November 11th, save up to 50% on Bluetti products during its exclusive Black Friday pre-sale event. The sale includes over $1,000 off AC300 and B300 combos, $1,200 off AC200L combos, and up to $200 off the new hands-free 2 backpack. You can explore all these early bird deals at BluettiPower.com or by clicking the link in our YouTube description and show notes. So obviously, thanks so much for Bluetti for sponsoring the show, believing in what you're doing, and hey, love to see it. Now, moving on from Bluetti, a U.S. nonprofit is set to buy over 500 electric semi-trucks by 2028 in a $250 million deal. Maryland-based nonprofit Climate United announced its intention to spend $250 million to buy up to 500 electric semi-trucks over the next 3 years in what the group is calling the biggest single order of zero-emission Class 8 trucks in the country. High upfront costs make it difficult for independent owner-operators and small fleets to transition to electric power. That's according to Beth Bafford, CEO of Climate United. Climate United says it plans to make initial orders in the first quarter of 2025, and that it's prioritizing Class 8 electric semi-trucks that are assembled in the U.S. with domestically made parts. The announcement specifically cites the makers of the Volvo VNR Electric, Kenworth T680E, and BYD 8TT Tandem Axle Day Cab as potential suppliers. Quote, Climate United's announced RFP is a critical step towards a cleaner, healthier future for communities around the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, says U.S. Congresswoman Nanette Diaz-Barragan. For too long, families have borne the brunt of diesel pollution from drayage trucks, facing disproportionate rates of asthma, respiratory illness, and other health challenges. This $250 million commitment will reduce pollution, address the climate crisis, and improve public health. The purchasing program is funded by a $6.9 billion grant from the National Clean Investment Fund, part of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund created under President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. So, thanks again, Joe Biden. Now, we like to finish off these shows talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. Today is no different. The U.S. largest offshore wind farm is on budget and on time. Dominion Energy has hit a major milestone in the construction of its Coastal Virginia offshore wind project. The company has put in place 78 monopile foundations and 4 offshore substation foundations during the first installation season, surpassing its initial target of monopiles. The 2.6 gigawatt project is located 27 miles off the coast of Virginia Beach and is America's largest offshore wind farm under construction. Once complete, the site will feature 176 turbines generating enough clean energy to power over 660,000